वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं
by different varieties. Prabhupati presents. Karanam Yani.
Karanam Yani.
Where all were pleasing to the viewer.
Attractive to the mind.
Cha,
also.
Na,
of us.
Prabho,
my Lord.
Translation
and purport by His
Divine Grace Srila
A.C. Bhaktivedanta
Swami Srila Prabhupada.
King Parikshit
said,
my Lord Shukdev Goswami,
all the
various activities
exhibited by
the incarnations of
the Supreme Personality
of Godhead
are
certainly pleasing
to the ear
and to the mind.
Simply
by one's hearing
of these activities,
the dirty things
in one's mind
immediately
vanish.
Generally,
we are reluctant
to hear about
the activities of the
Lord.
But
Krishna's childhood
activities are
so attractive
that they are
automatically
pleasing to the
mind and ear.
Thus,
one's attachment
for hearing
about material
things,
which is the
root cause of
material existence,
vanishes,
and one
gradually develops
devotional service
to the Supreme
Lord.
Attachment
for Him and
friendship with the
devotees who give
us the
contribution
of Krishna
consciousness.
If
you think it
fit,
kindly speak
about those
activities of
the Lord.
Purport.
As
stated in the Prema
Vaivarta,
Krishna
bahir mukahaya
bhoga vanchakare
nikastastha
mayatare
japatiya
dhare.
Our
material
existence
is maya
or illusion
in which
we desire
different
varieties of
material enjoyment
and
therefore
change to
different varieties
of body.
Pramayan
sarva bhutani
yantra rudhani
mayaya.
Ashan
api kleshat
sa deha.
As
long as we have
these temporary
bodies,
they
give us many
varieties of
tribulation,
adhyatmika,
adibhautika,
and
adidaivika.
This
is the root
cause of all
suffering,
but
this root cause of
suffering can be
removed by revival
of our
Krishna consciousness.
All the
Vedic literatures
presented by
Vyasadeva
and other great
sages
are therefore
intended to
revive our
Krishna
consciousness,
which
begins
to revive
with
Shravana
Kirtanam.
Srinivasa
Swakatha
Krishna,
Bhagavatam
1.2.17.
Srimad
Bhagavatam and other
Vedic literatures
exist simply
to give us a
chance to
hear about Krishna.
Krishna
has different
avatars or
incarnations,
all of which
are wonderful
and which
arouse
one's inquisitiveness.
But
generally such
avatars as
Matsya, Kurma
and Varaha
are not
as attractive
as Krishna.
First
of all, however,
we have
no attraction
for hearing about
Krishna,
and this
is the root
cause of
our suffering.
But
Parikshit Maharaj
specifically
mentions
that the wonderful
activities of
baby Krishna,
which
amazed Mother
Yashoda
and other
inhabitants of
Vraja,
are especially
attractive.
From
the very beginning
of his childhood,
Krishna killed
Putana,
Trinavarta
and Shakatasura,
and
showed the entire
universe
within his mouth.
Thus
the pastimes of
Krishna, one
after another,
kept Mother
Yashoda and
all the inhabitants
of Vraja
in great
astonishment.
The
process to revive
one's Krishna consciousness
is Adau
Shraddha
Tata Sadhu
Sangha.
Bhakti
Rasamrita Sindhu
1.4.15.
The
pastimes of Krishna
can be properly
received from
devotees.
If
one developed
a little bit of
Krishna consciousness
by hearing from
Vaishnavas
about the activities of
Krishna,
one becomes
attached to
Vaishnavas
who are interested
only in
Krishna consciousness.
Therefore,
Parikshit Maharaj
recommends
that one
hear about
Krishna's childhood
activities,
which are more
attractive
than the
activities of
other incarnations
such as
Matsya, Kurma
and Varaha.
Wanting
to hear more and
more from
Sukhdev Goswami,
Maharaj
Parikshit requested him
to
continue
describing
Krishna's
childhood
activities,
which
are especially easy
to hear
and which can create
more
and more
inquisitiveness.
Om
Ajnana
Timirandhasya
Jnananjana
Shalakaya
Chakshurun
Militam
Yena
Tasmai
Shri Guruve
Namaha
Nama
Om Vishnu
Padaya
Krishna
Prestaya
Bhutale
Shrimate
Bhakti
Vedanta
Swami
Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Maha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jayasi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. So we are beginning the 7th chapter of the 10th canto of Bhagavatam. Already the 6 beautiful chapters from 10th canto are already over. We all the hearers of Srimad Bhagavatam, we hanker to hear the beautiful pastimes from the 10th canto of Bhagavatam. And just with such a fast passage of time, 6 chapters already over. So I was just thinking that how we should be so very alert and conscious of the opportunity that we have to hear every verse of the Bhagavatam and especially the 10th canto. Because a matter of a few months, the whole 10th canto will be over and then we will have to wait another few years before we get to discuss the 10th canto of Bhagavatam. So we are entering into a very amazing and astounding chapter. I was just thinking that many of us have experience of going to places which are like the Wonder World or the Disney World, or where there are very adventurous or adventure parks. For those we have an adventure park in our farm also, but the much bigger ones, where there are different rides of adventure. You know, one after another, there's a fast train going up and down with full speed, and there's this big merry-go-round, and so many things are there. Many times we get to visit them. And one after another, there is more and more adventure and excitement in each of the places that we visit. One by one, there's a map given, and then the map explains, you go here, and this is what will happen. There's a super fast train, and you'll be screaming and yelling, and then the next thing is a huge merry-go-round, and next thing is things going up like this. So a lot of excitement is there in all this adventure or theme parks. But the perfection of all adventure or theme park is the Srimad Bhagavatam, where chapter by chapter, especially the 10th canto, we're entering into some of the most exciting and fascinating themes that Krishna himself created. I know, we just finished a theme of an exciting event of Krishna killing Putana, who was 21 kilometers, I guess, that's whatever it is. So 12 miles long demon. I mean, you know, in all this adventure park, there's something which is very huge. We see a huge giant. Now what can be a more gigantic personality than Putana? That is, for our local understanding, a person who is as big as a distance between Bandra and Borivali. 21 kilometers, that's roughly the distance. That's how huge a person can be. And now we are going to enter into a fascinating chapter where a very huge whirlwind is going to attack Krishna, and Krishna is going to be just, we are just going to read about Krishna just about to turn You know, it's just the next few verses will be Krishna just learning to turn. And how fragile and how delicate is a child who is just turning his side. And Mother Yashoda is so fascinated. Oh, Krishna is turning. 3 months old. And then we will hear this gigantic demon coming. Before that, Krishna will just kick the cart. And then in the same chapter, we will see Krishna opening his mouth and showing the whole creation in his mouth. I mean, what can be more fascinating, adventurous, astounding, astonishing than each and every chapter of Bhagavatam? Just few chapters back, we had the powerful demon Vritasura. You know, we would hear about this exciting story of Vritasura and how his neck is being cut by Indra for 1 year. And it's all exciting stories. This excitement is what amazes us. So many aspects are there covered in Bhagavatam, which are all very attractive and which keeps the interest of the listener and the speaker alive. And because Parikshit Maharaj is a perfection personality of the process of hearing, and Sukadeva Goswami is a perfection personality of the process of speaking, a powerful combination of a perfection of speaking and hearing, we see what is happening here. Parikshit Maharaj is saying that this hearing is becoming so exciting. It's so wonderful. Sukadeva Goswami is just finished. Okay, Putna is killed. I mean, everything is over. He's just beginning a new chapter. Before that, Parikshit Maharaj says his experience about what he has heard till now. He has been hearing for the last maybe 5 or 5.5 days. Continuously. Sitting straight back. In the yogic posture, as the photo shows. He's hearing attentively. And it's not that he says that I want some break, Sukadeva Goswami, you know, so much of hearing, you know, let's do some little prajalpa, you know, here and there. You know, let's talk about, you know, what's happening in the world. Many a times, at least I experience in my own heart, there is this overdose of spirituality which happens to me. You know, where we hear 2-3 hours, 4 hours of Bhagavad Katha or Chaitanya Katha or, you know, long classes or, you know, or going to yatras for 10 days, just bombarded with Krishna consciousness. And then when we come back to our places of work, or when we finish the katha after 4-6 hours of, the first thing we go out and we want to talk. And many times we talk about the past times, but many times the tendency is that we want to talk about something which is mundane, you know. Because we need a break. It's too much of overdose of spirituality. Is it not? You know, when we have some intense meetings and there is a break, you know, like, you know, many times there's a seminar where we are sitting for 4 hours and then they give a stretching break. Then we go out and then we want to talk. We want to talk something, you know, crack some joke or make the whole thing little light. You know, it is just too much of overdose of spirituality. But can you imagine what was the dose that Parikshit Maharaj got? I mean, constant spirituality for 5.5 hours. He was hearing and hearing, no break. And here there is some space. Putna is killed. Sukadeva Goswami is starting a new chapter and he is speaking something. He didn't say, Sukadeva Goswami, now enough. Just wait, you know, there's so much Ram and all these incarnations have come now. Let's take a break. But he's saying, these pastimes are so exciting. Please speak more. And as the whole chapter, as Bhagavatam is going, this feeling of Parikshit Maharaj is conveyed again and again and again to the hearers of Srimad Bhagavatam, to all of us. This is not the first time that we hear about this excitement of Parikshit Maharaj to hear. It has been happening many times in the past verses also, and it's happening again, and it will happen much more again in the future, where Parikshit Maharaj is saying, I want to hear more. And if you feel I deserve, please speak about these pastimes. So this is a very, very important quality of the Srimad Bhagavatam hearer. That we should be excited to hear. We'll speak about this a little later. But what are the beautiful points that Parikshit Maharaj has conveyed in this verse? Some of the most wonderful points that he has spoken about. Here are the revelations, the realizations of a person who has concentratedly heard the Bhagavatam for 5.5 days. Won't it be so wonderful to ponder upon the points that he is talking about the process of hearing? Okay, we talk about people's realizations. Now here are the realizations of a person who has continuously heard the purest, the highest philosophy from the greatest speaker the world has ever seen, Sukadeva Goswami, and without even an iota of being distracted, he's just heard. And here is something coming from his heart. And what is he saying? That Karna Ramyani, fasting, he said this pastime of Krishna are very pleasing to the ears. Nice words. Karna Ramyani, very, very sweet to the ears. And Mana Janani, very attractive to the mind. The mind is constantly wanting to get attracted. I mean the whole mind, the every millisecond the mind wants to get attracted to things. So Parikshit Maharaj is saying this pastime of Krishna have these two wonderful qualities. Very pleasing to the ears, very attractive to the mind. And he has heard all the pastimes of incarnations. And he is here, you know, very honest and very verbal about his special attraction for Krishna. He's saying that, well, Vara is nice, Matsya is nice, Kurma is nice, wonderful. They are all great incarnations, the Dashavatar. But, my dear Sukadeva Goswami, the pastimes of Krishna, and especially the childhood pastimes, are so very attractive. So please understand, my dear friends, for the next few chapters, we are going to be studying the childhood pastimes of Krishna, which are so very special. Let us understand the great benediction that we all have. And let us not lose this opportunity, lest it will come in the next few years and we may not be around. Right? So let us really take advantage of this each verse of the childhood pastime of Krishna. And then he says, what does this pastime do? What, when we hear this pastime, what does it happen? He says, it removes all the dirty things from the mind and the heart. He's telling because he knows that every single listener of Bhagavatam has to be reminded and re-reminded and re-re-re-reminded about what are the benefits of doing something. Because he knew the people in Kali Yuga will be always looking for what is my benefit in this? What is there? What is in there for me? Is it not? That's what we say. Mera kya fayda hai? What is my benefit? And here is the benefit. You want to get rid of all the unearthers? That's what you have come to Krishna consciousness for? Here, by hearing the Bhagavatam, all the dirty things, they are removed. And the word used is, it vanishes. It sublimates. At one place, Prabhupada says, all the bad things sublimates. Now, sublimation, for those who are students of physics, that means from solid to gaseous state, straight. There's no in-between liquid state. It just goes away. So, by hearing Bhagavatam, the unearthas, which are solid in our heart, they're just so rock solid in our heart. For years, these unearthas are like rocks in our heart, solid. But by hearing Bhagavatam, what happens? It just sublimates and goes into thin air. This vanishes, as explained in the Bhagavatam. It's not that it slowly goes away. It vanishes. Like when you talk about somebody, he was there and he vanished. That means all of a sudden he's not there. It's not that some part of his is there. It just, he's not there. It's finished. He's gone. Right? So similarly, the dirty things just vanish from the heart. And hearing about, and then he says, my dear friends, hearing about Krishna vanishes all the unearthers, and hearing about material things, he says, is the root cause of material attachment. Because you have to hear something. When you have the faculty of hearing, you have to hear. And if you are not hearing about Krishna, then you are hearing about material activities. And that material activities is the root cause of all attachment. We are constantly bombarded by hearing. And what we hear is what we think. And what we think is what we do. And what we do is what happens in our consciousness. So all thing begins by hearing, by saying, Dayato Vishayan Pungsa Sangateshu Pajayate. By contemplating on the object of senses, through the eyes, through the ears, through the nose, through the mouth, through the senses of touch. We contemplate and then all process begins of degradation. And he says the most wonderful outcome of hearing. It brings about attachment to Krishna and friendship with the devotees. This is a great benediction of Krishna Katha. By hearing Krishna Katha, it brings attachment to Krishna. We become, and that's what we are all here for, to develop attachment to Krishna, to become attracted to Krishna. What is attraction? Attraction means, suppose we have this huge magnet and we have a huge, you know, iron rod, and there's natural, the moment they come close, they will attract. There's a natural propensity of the iron to get attracted to magnets. But if there's a thick layer of sawdust on the magnet, even if they come this close, they will not be attracted. It's not possible. Similarly, Krishna is a supreme magnet. But the anarthas in our heart, which he is describing, which are rock solid, they have to be vanished. Once they vanish, then there's attraction. So this is the outcome of hearing Krishna Katha. So Srila Prabhupada in this purport, he begins the purport by mentioning this aspect of Krishna Bhuliya Haya Jiva Bhogavancha Kare Nikatiya Mayastane Jhapatiya Thare. That the moment you desire Bhogavancha. So this Vancha is always there, the propensity to desire is always there. But what is the difference between a devotee and a non-devotee or not so serious devotee? Krishna Bhuliya Jiva Bhogavancha. He desires Bhogavancha. And a devotee desires Prasadavancha. What is Bhoga? Bhoga means in terms of Bhoga, Prasad Bhoga. Gopinath Chandraprabhu is going to offer Bhoga very soon. That we take plates and we cover the plate and nobody should see, because this is Bhoga. It is not yet offered. And we want to offer it to Krishna through the process of Archana. And then Krishna accepts it through his glance or in whatever way he does it. And then it becomes Prasad. And then we distribute to everybody. So every devotee is desiring Prasad. It's Bhoga Mancha. I mean, every devotee must desire Prasad. That's the purpose of our life. To desire Prasad. But the problem is not with the desire. The problem is with what we desire. Krishna Bhuliya Jiva. When he forgets Krishna, then he does Bhogavancha. Then when you see the plate, he says, I want that. I'm explaining in the terms of Prasad. He forgets the K factor. What happens when the Bhoga goes to Krishna? Bhoga plus Krishna is equal to Prasad. Is it not? But when you remove Krishna, Bhoga minus Krishna is equal to sense gratification. So what is the materialist doing? What is the not so serious devotee doing? He wants to remove Krishna, the K factor, from his life. Krishna Bhuliya Jiva Bhogavancha. He removes the K factor because he's forgotten Krishna and he wants to enjoy. What happens? Nikatiya Mayastane Japatiya Dare. Like a lizard. Like a lizard. Nanda Prabhu likes this Japatiya very much. I already repeated 3 times since I have spoken this. Japatiya Dare. Japat, whatever. So, you know, we see the lizard. You know, lizard comes very, very slowly. You know, very, very, very cautiously it comes. And at the insect is there. And insect is doing Bhogavancha. It is trying to enjoy sense gratification. And Nikatiya Mayastane. Very close. Maya is close. And then? Japatiya Dare. And then Japatiya Dare. It just captures the insect. Right? So this is the tendency of a jiva soul, that it doesn't have prasada vancha. It doesn't want mercy of Krishna. Prasad means mercy. It doesn't want mercy of Krishna, but it wants bhoga vancha. So this desire for sense gratification is through the agency of, I mean, we want to be beautiful. Why everybody wants to be beautiful? Because there's so much of sense gratification in being beautiful. When somebody is ugly, they find it is the biggest curse to be ugly. And why somebody wants to not become old, somebody who is beautiful, the biggest anxiety of people who are beautiful People who are who use beauty for their profession. The biggest anxiety for them is when they will then start losing their beauty. It cannot get anything worse than that. But a person who is not so beautiful, who is ugly, in old days is not a problem for him. In one of the lectures, one of the speakers was saying that actually old age is a benediction, because in old age you anyway supposed to be ugly. So simply it just helps you to look ugly, and there's no problem because everybody looks ugly in old age. So it's just so nice that you are also old and you're ugly. But for a person who is beautiful, old age, it's the greatest catastrophe in his life. In one of the actresses, I forget her name, and I don't want to even mention if I remember the name. She just first time she saw some wrinkles or some sign of white hair or whatever sign of old age, and she was a nervous wreck. That's the first sign of old age, because beauty is what gives us sense gratification, and ugliness or old age is something which we don't get sense gratification. We don't want to be old. We don't want to be ugly. And similarly, knowledge. We have beauty, we have knowledge. These are all the impediments. But at the same time, they are very, very great supporters for sense gratification. We have knowledge. And knowledge is very attractive. You know, people who have knowledge are very attractive. But there's always a time where somebody has more knowledge than you. It's a matter of time that somebody will have more knowledge than you, and then your position is finished. And then we have fame. Just a year back, at the same very time, maybe in the next 1 or 2 months, just from now, this Indian cricket team was the most famous in the world. Everybody was talking about the world champions, they will be the world champions, and they actually became the world champions. And what is it now, after just a year or less than 10 months? They're the most ridiculous, lousy, useless team in the history of cricket right now. And they're just useless. And most horrible team. For those who don't know about cricket, just to inform you. So fame. For one who is honored, dishonor is worse than death. For one who is famous, not being famous or losing the fame is worse than death. But it is a great form of sense gratification when you are famous. But when you lose it, it is the greatest loss that you can ever have. And wealth. Prabhupada talks about a person who was working with the British government. He tells the story. He was working with the British government, and he was making big money. A Bengali gentleman making big money. And then Mahatma Gandhi started his non cooperation movement to the British Raj. And then everybody they couldn't really have jobs with the British, and they had to, so this person had to withdraw his job, and he did something ordinary, and he was making very meager amount compared to what he was making with the British Raj. And this person died in 1 year. He couldn't survive without money. He died. Prabhupada says he died. He finished. Why? Because for a person who is used to wealth, not having the wealth is the most disturbing thing. Recently I read a very interesting article, just yesterday in fact. Two of the very young boys, one from India who migrated to America, and one person was he migrated to America in a young age, and another person who went to America for studies, two of his friends, Indian origin. They came to India, and they saw so much poverty, and they saw so much of wealth on one side and poverty on the other side. Majority of the people are living below the poverty line. He said the average income of the people who are below poverty line, what the government has drawn, is rupees 32 per day. Anything below that is poverty line. And a good portion of the Indian population, they are below the poverty line. And they said, let us live 2 months of our life the way most of the Indians who are below the poverty line are living. They were wealthy people from they having very good wealth. Their parents were rich. But they said, let us experience what it means to live the below the poverty line that majority of the population of India is living. And they found it so very difficult. They did it. They were very, very brave people. But they found that in a day, it was a nightmare if they fell sick. They were thinking in the terms of what an average Indian thinks when he is earning just less than 32 rupees a day. I say, it is just a nightmarish thought if I fall sick. Going by rickshaws and taxis beyond thinking, because what can you do with 32 rupees? You can at the most go 5 kilometers by bus. And anything beyond 5 kilometers, you have to walk it out. And eating all the fancy stuff that are available in the malls was out of question. The only thing they could buy was the Parle G biscuit. It cost 23 paisa for 27 calories, they calculated. Because they want calories in their body. And Parle G biscuit was the cheapest available, 23 paisa for 27 calories per biscuit. And that's what they could buy and they could eat. That's what an average Indian can afford. That's because he's earning just less than 32 rupees. And they went to stay in their maid's house. She said that you stay at our house. They went to stay at her house, where they had to fill all the water. And sometimes the water didn't come. They had to wait in line for 4 hours to get one drum of water filled. And then they realized the value of money. And when the 2 months was over, it is not that they were looking forward to for the feast that a family was organizing for them, a party, that they did it. And what was their realization, their confession? He said, we were not really looking forward to the feast that was waiting up for us. But while we were eating this feast, we were feeling so miserable that a majority of the Indian population is not even dreaming what to take of getting what we are enjoying right now. The importance of wealth and what if we don't have it. Wonderful. For those who want, I'll forward this beautiful article. Excellent. It makes you humble. It makes you realize the value of what we have got. The 2 square meals that Krishna offers to us is so valuable, because majority of the people in the world, many of the people, I won't say majority, many of the people don't have the luxury of 2 square meal. And here, you know, we complain when our Damodar Prabhu cooks with so much love and devotion, with motherly love, we complain what we get. So, I mean, not all of you, I'm sure. I'm talking about myself, the Grihasthas. All of you are wonderful Vaishnavas. Right? So we must understand that these are the great impediments in devotional service. Beauty, wealth, knowledge. And this beauty, wealth, knowledge is not just for the outsider karmis. Well, you know, they are after beauty, wealth, knowledge. But devotee also has a big problem. You know, a devotee might not be, he may be beautiful, he may not be beautiful. But the beauty of a devotee, that is danger for him. What is beauty? Beauty means attractiveness. What does beauty do? It makes you attractive, isn't it? So when a devotee is hankering to becoming attractive to others for his own sense gratification, that is a danger. He might not be making himself, you know, he might not be putting all the things that make him attractive in the form of cosmetics and all these things. But sometimes having a long beard and a disheveled hair makes you very attractive. Your stink makes you attractive. Oh, this guy has not taken bath for 10 years. Very attractive. He has not slept flat on the bed for 15 years. Khada Baba. There's a Baba called Khada Baba. He has not fallen flat. He's just standing for more than 40 years. Very attractive. These are all very attractive things. So a devotee gives up all the attractiveness in the form of beauty in the gross sense. But you know, if you're trying to become attractive, not for making people attracted to Krishna, but to attract yourself, people to yourself, that is a danger. Knowledge. If you're trying to be knowledgeable, which is good, because through the sword of knowledge, we can cut illusion, ignorance. It is explained in the Shastras. But the same knowledge, if you are trying to use it for sense gratification, it will be a sword which will cut you. Which will cut your spiritual life. Wealth. We all know, you know, if we are trying to get wealth in the form of followers and fame and everything is part of. So a devotee has to be very careful, not just with the gross things, but with the subtle things which do come, which will come. Maya will offer it to us, and we have to be careful about it also. So there is a great need to get rid of these anarthas, and the only way, these anarthas are there, the only way we can get rid of them, as explained again and again in the Srimad Bhagavatam, is by hearing the pastimes of the Lord. Just by hearing Srinivasvakatha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridayantascha Abhadrani, all the Abhadra things just go away. So if there is so much of benediction in this process of hearing, I'm sure we are not expecting this process to be very easy. If something is, something so wonderful is given by hearing, it is not just an easy process. Because I was hearing to one of the lectures of one of the ISKCON leaders, and he was saying that there's a difference between listening and hearing. He says, listening means just to take an interest. But hearing, very nice explanation he gave. He said, but hearing means to submissively allow this sound vibration to come into our hearts and guide our life. That is hearing. Well, listening means, I'm interested. Go ahead. I'm hearing. And we hear. So many a times we do hear Bhagavad Katha, we do hear Chaitanya Katha, we do hear all the wonderful passing of the Lord. But are we really hearing or are we listening? If we are hearing, then we allow the sound vibration to come in our hearts and guide our life. It doesn't end just by getting into our hearts. From the heart, the Katha starts guiding our life. That means we have to put things into practice what we have heard. The speaker was saying that the duty of the speaker ends when he finishes the class, but the duty of the hearer begins when the class is over. Because we have to start putting into practice what we have heard. And of course, for the speaker, it continues because he has to put it in practice while he's speaking and after we're speaking also. So this is the great importance of hearing. We can go to so many pravachans, so many everything else, but till we do not give submissive oral reception. What a nice word has been used in Bhagavatam. Submissive oral reception. Not just oral reception. Not just keeping our ears open. But submissive oral reception. That submissiveness is what is important, which will bring about the change in our hearts. So one of the qualities that is explained in Prabhu about hearing and about becoming a nice devotee through the hearing process, he says that Prabhupada explained that Mother Yashoda and the Brijbasis were always amazed every day by what Krishna was doing. And Indradume Maharaj was mentioning in one of his lectures that the Yoga Maya potency was affecting all the Brijbasis, and it was Yoga Maya was arranging every day as if it was the first day in meeting Krishna. That Yoga Maya created a situation in Brijbasis that every day was exciting. Oh, this is the first day with meeting Krishna. And they were all excited to meet Krishna because what is this excitement of the first day? We all know the excitement of the first day. The first day in school, the first day in college, the first day with a bike, the first day in Krishna consciousness. How exciting it is to be on the first day in anything. So this first day excitement is what a devotee needs to have in his life. So the important quality of hearing is we need to be constantly astonished and amazed about Krishna. Otherwise this hearing will become very hackneyed and very very mundane and like a usual thing. If we are not always excited about Krishna's hearing. As Yoga Maya arranged the Brijabasis to be always excited as if it was a first day excitement, the material world is a perverted reflection of the spiritual world. So what Yoga Maya does for the Brijabasis is to create excitement. Maya Maya will do it in our lives, and by the passage of time, she will make sure that our excitement level reduces. The excitement of Krishna consciousness reduces. We are not excited by anything. It's a challenge to excite a devotee of 20 years old in Krishna consciousness. Tell me something new, man. I've done this. Oh, you know, Prabhu, I went to Ahobalam. I went to that mountain on top. I went there 10 years back. What's so great? And I know, Prabhu, Vrindavan was so sweet. Well, I've been there 20 times. This Prabhu, that Maharaj gave amazing class. Well, I know what this Maharaj does later on. All these crazy things that the person has in his mind. Mahamaya will make sure just how she is maintaining the enthusiasm of the Brijbasis, the spiritual world, she will ruin your enthusiasm in the material world. It's a perverted reflection. Yoga Maya becomes Mahamaya. Everyday excitement becomes a loss of enthusiasm as we pass time in Krishna consciousness. So this is the act of Maya which will happen to all of us. She's going to do it. So we need to make sure that we retain this enthusiastic mood in our life. The enthusiasm of always hearing Krishna Katha. And we will not have the enthusiasm of hearing Krishna Katha always till we are finding some taste in Krishna Katha. Otherwise it will not happen. You have to find the taste. So the another important qualities that we need in our process of hearing is to be amazed, to be astonished, and to be simple in our heart. We cannot appreciate Krishna Katha or what some person is speaking if we don't have simplicity in our heart. If our heart is complicated, then everything we think, 21 kilometers long personality, doesn't make sense. Complicated because we are thinking in terms of measurement. Measurement means material world. Spontaneity means spiritual world. Very simple. Similarly, we need to have faith in the subject matter that we are hearing. If we don't have faith, then the very thing that we are hearing will be the cause of our ruination of faith. What a little faith is there? We hear something. I say, how can Krishna do that? Still in the gopis close. My God, what? How can he do that? What a little faith is that? That also will be ruined. So we need to have faith in Krishna. Otherwise, that's very act which is going to be an act of, replenishing our faith is going to be the cause of, downgrading our faith. So time and again we are told to hear in association of devotees. And Prabhupada says a very nice point, I will just end in 5 minutes. He says a very nice point is that the importance of hearing, the outcome is attachment to Krishna and friendship with the devotees. And he says that devotees are the people who contribute Krishna to our life. So just like we know that the greatest benediction in a devotee's life is association of devotees, isn't it? The mercy of Krishna, how does Krishna show his mercy to all of us? By giving us Vaishnava Sangha. Sadhu Sangha is the birthplace of bhakti, as explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So the greatest benediction in our life is Sadhu Sangha. And what can be the greatest curse? Loneliness. And that is what we wanted to just discuss for 2 minutes. That many times devotees, after spending a lot of time in Krishna consciousness, they find themselves, or they could find themselves, lonely in their life. Because either, they do not have access to others, or they don't give access to others, or they find, so much caught up in their own life, what we call the ivory tower syndrome. There is an ivory tower in one of the universities. Where is Harvard? Oh, you have an ivory tower here, but no, I'm not talking about that. But I think that's the reason this ivory tower is named ivory tower. Because once you go to that place on the top, you don't know what's happening in the temple. It's just, you are in your own world. But there is a place in one of the universities in America, maybe Harvard or Oxford, I don't know which one, but where all the scholars are doing deep research, and they go to this tower and they're doing deep research, and they're absolutely not in touch with the ground reality of life. They're just doing research, research and research. It's the ivory tower. They're in their own world, which they have created. So many times devotees, after they spend some time in Krishna consciousness, they experience loneliness. You could be with 1,000 devotees around you, but you could be experiencing intense loneliness in your heart. That's the paradox of association. You could be in a yatra with 5,000 people, but you could be lonely in your heart because you do not have relationship with devotees. Krishna consciousness movement is a relationship movement. Now we must understand that we must spend enough time with friends that Krishna has given us to do what is called, I heard it from one of the leaders of ISKCON saying this. He said, when devotees meet, when friends meet, what do they do? Okay, there's some lighter moments, there's some jokes, that must be there. We can't joke around with our gurus. But there should be some lighter moments, no doubt. But the main purpose of friends when we meet together is performing deep soul searching exercises. Two of the leaders of ISKCON met and they were together for 14 hours. 14 hours locked in the room. And somebody asked, what were you doing for 14 hours together? And they said, we were discussing the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. And we were doing deep soul searching exercises. That's what friends are supposed to do. When they meet, they do deep soul searching exercises. But many times this loneliness that affects us, devotees become very lonely in their life. They don't have friends to reveal their hearts to. And loneliness is not just a matter of having friends not to reveal the heart to, but we may be distancing ourselves from the instruction of the spiritual master and become lonely. Either people go away from us and you become lonely, or you go from people and you become lonely. So many times we distance ourselves from the instruction of the spiritual master, and that is seen in the life of Ramachandra Puri. And recently we celebrated Ishwar Puri's one of Disciplines Day, and we were discussing that one of the aspects of Ishwar Puri vis-a-vis Ramachandra Puri with respect to Madhavendra Puri, both the disciples of his. What is the difference between Ishwar Puri and Ramachandra Puri? Ramachandra Puri distanced himself from his guru, and all that remain of him. It is not that he became a materialist who started enjoying sense gratification. He fell down as a sannyasi. No, he was still a sannyasi, very strict sannyasi. But what happened to him? He started finding faults in devotees. He started becoming including in the Lord. In Jagadananda Pandit, in the Lord, he found faults. So that's how you distance yourself from the Guru and become very lonely. So this is a very, very dangerous thing in our Krishna consciousness, to become lonely in Krishna consciousness. So we should understand that we must associate with devotees, we must get attached to Krishna, and this will happen when we are focusing on this great important process of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam attentively. And when we hear, the outcome of it is attachment to Krishna and association of the Lord's devotees. Thank you very much. It is little time over. I am sorry for going about time for 5 minutes. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Hitai Gaura Premanandi. Hare Krishna. Expected, so I quickly put back and... Thank you.